Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Illinois Department of Public Health is expanding access to contraceptives. IDPH announced yesterday an updated contraceptive order allowing pharmacists to provide prescription, non-hormonal birth control methods, and emergency contraception directly to Illinois residents. That includes low-hormone birth control, emergency contraceptive pills, condoms, and pregnancy tests. Here's IDPH Director Samir Vohra.
This updated standing order is just another step in our journey to ensure that reproductive health care is protected here in Illinois, improving the public's health now and into the future.
The order also allows these methods to be covered by Medicaid and state-regulated insurance plans. Pharmacists were already allowed to provide most hormonal contraceptives. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a bill to protect patient information from states that criminalize abortion. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto reports.
To mark the fourth anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, Pritzker signed the Reproductive Health Records Privacy Act. It prohibits entities that handle digital medical data from sharing an Illinois patient's abortion-related records with an out-of-state provider.
Nothing triggers these retrograde right-wing politicians more than a woman's power to make her own decisions. But we're making sure that Illinois women never have to question whether their voices and their choices matter.
Patients have to provide explicit permission to share the private information with an out-of-state provider. I'm Isabella Nieto.
In Muscatine, dozens of residents remain displaced and businesses closed after a downtown block was evacuated last Friday. Iowa Public Radio's Gavin McGough reports it's unclear when tenants can return home.
The city posted evacuation orders on 20 buildings after engineers found structural issues. Three have since reopened. The timeline for the remaining buildings is unclear. Jeff Osborne represents the area on the Muscatine City Council. He says first, they need to determine what's causing the instability.
Some of those issues can be mitigated very quickly, obviously, and some of them are going to take some time for corrections to happen. It could be quite a while.
The street is closed and police are patrolling the area. The evacuation came as a surprise to residents. The city says it's arranging appointments for them to access their homes and collect their possessions. I'm Gavin McGough, IPR News.
Libertarians running for Iowa governor and lieutenant governor have filed a lawsuit to try to get on the general election ballot this November. The state objection panel ruled last week that governor candidate Nicholas Gluba and his running mate Jules Cutler did not submit sufficient paperwork to qualify for the ballot. The panel determined Cutler failed to file the required affidavit of candidacy. Gluba and Cutler are asking the Polk County District Court to reverse the panel's decision and order the Secretary of State to put them on the ballot. The local LGBTQ plus community center Clock Inc. is holding an art auction fundraiser tonight in Davenport. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more on the event at the Figge Art Museum from 4 to 8 p.m.
Clock Inc. at 4102 46th Avenue, Rock Island, is dedicated to creating a safe and supportive community center offering vital resources, mental health programs, empowerment, and advocacy for the LGBTQ community to thrive without fear of discrimination. The Thursday fundraiser will feature works from local artists celebrating creativity, diversity, and self-expression while raising critical funds to support programs, resources, and services for LGBTQ plus individuals in the Quad Cities community. Guests will have the opportunity to bid on one-of-a-kind artwork, including a new live art auction for the first time, while helping ensure the center can continue to provide an affirming space for all. Mary Francis of Clock Inc. says the event comes at a challenging time.
We have a great LGBTQ plus community. We are happy to serve them and be here because, you know, the climate nationally right now, you know, how just in 2025, how transgender humans don't even have civil rights in Iowa.
For more on the story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
And this is WVIK News.